for the recording.
Oh, okay.
I want to thank Rebbetzin Miller for agreeing to give a class this morning. Those who are at the rabbi's, the women's class on Shabbos, were mesmerized by her teaching abilities and by her wisdom. And we're grateful that she agreed to add on a class this morning. And I was explaining to Rebbetzin Miller that in Boca, rain is like 4 feet of snow up in New York. People really hunker down and don't come outside. So we appreciate everyone making the trek out in the torrential downpours. And again, we want to thank Rebbetzin Miller and Rabbi Miller for spending so much time with us here in Boca. And enjoy the class.
Thank you.
Okay, so what we learned today, it's really about the Parsha, from the Parsha, but not from the Chumash, because what I decided to teach is mainly the Midrash. Okay, so I assume you know there's no board here, so there is what Chazal called Pardes, that there's Pshat, Remez, Drash. So there's Pshat, means what you understand from the context, etc. There's Remez, like hints in what we learn, and there is Drash, the Midrash, yeah, and there is also Sod, which is basically hidden, or Zohar, etc. And today we'll have a little bit of, here please, of a little bit of all three. Okay, so we will start today with an interesting question to me, but and then I'll share it, of course, together. We'll do it all, we'll learn it together. And that is, the Parsha starts, Vayikach Korach. Okay, that's a word, you don't have it here unless you read my little note in Hebrew. Those who have the Chumash, Vayikach Korach, that's the first. Why is this called Parsha Korach? Because it starts Vayikach Korach. No, it's not on the sheet, because I'm not teaching it. What I'm teaching you in the moment we'll get. What is Vayikach Korach? Korach took. Now the word Vayikach, and here I come to what, from the four options, Pardes, Psat, Remez, Drash, Sod, there is a hint. Remez, what is a hint? The word Vayikach, okay? Now, Chazal have a question, why did he do what he did? He was the richest man on earth. Chazal say there were two men who were the richest human beings in the world, Korach and Haman. Okay, so we'll get to it. Now, richest. He found the treasures before they left Egypt. He was the richest man. So why did he do this? I mean, he wanted more honor. He wanted more. What did he want? But Chazal also hears something that is very, very subtle. What do they hear? Vayikach? The word Vayikach. Where else do we use the word Vayikach in Chumash? Ki yikach ish isha. Okay, Vayikach, there's a woman around there. Okay, so we are starting. Okay, Chazal say the whole story of Korach has to do with his wife. So today we will learn about a good wife and a bad wife. All right, that's all. That's really the class. We'll start. Okay, the first one is a pasuk in Mishle. Okay, there where you have the quote. I made a line around it. Yudalid. Chochmot nashim banta beita. You have it?
Yeah.
Ve'ivelet beyadea teharsena. I'll explain. Wise women build their home. And ivelet means, and women who do evil or not, which other word is for evil? What?
Wicked
or evil. In her own hands, she destroys her home. Says Rashi, go down to Rashi. Chochmot nashim banta beita, says Rashi, don't read it as chochma, but chachama. Rashi says, chachamot nakud, put a patach. Chachama, a wise woman. It's not wiseness. We're talking about a wise woman. Chachamot patach, she'eno shem davar. We're not talking about a noun like chochma. We're talking, please take a sheet, my dear. Okay, we're talking about a wise woman. Shenashim bonot et batehen. I'm reading Rashi. For those who have Rashi, I made a line around it. Shenashim bonot et batehem. Shemitkaimot al yadehem. That women create the home. Okay? A woman is a homemaker, and it's not an insult. It's a real wonderful thing. Home is shelter. Home is protection. Home is safety. Home is feeling to belong. That's what the concept of home. Women create a home. שמתקיימות על ידיהם, and those homes really have a continuity, like, and here is a new woman who we never meet in the Parsha, that's why I told you we're learning Midrash, כמו אשתו של און בן פלט, the wife of און בן פלט. So just in brackets, who is און בן פלט? When Korach started the rebellion against Moshe, he had partners. Two partners that we met them long ago, Datan and Aviram. You know, they are partners for evil from... I always ask myself how come they came out of Egypt, you know? But they did. No, because they said only those who were believing. And they are like, oh, constantly, you know, putting their 10 bad cents in everything. Okay, that's not Datan and Aviram on one side. And on the other side, the head of the tribe of Reuven. Because Reuven was a neighbor to Korach, and that's what Chazal say, oy la rasha, oy lishcheno. If you live as, if you are a neighbor to someone who is wicked, move away. Because it's going to influence you. What was the influence? That Reuven was influenced by Korach. What was the name of the head of the tribe of Reuven? A very weird name, because it's really not his name. It is a name that tries to remind us what happened to him. On Ben Pelet. The word on is that he was constantly in Avelus because he was so sorry afterwards. How come he went with Korach? Ben Pelet, that miracles, like Pele, that miracles happened to him. Okay, but we're not learning about him. We're not learning about his wife. So today we're going to learn about the wife of Korach and the wife of On Ben Pelet. Okay? One wife destroyed her home and one wife saved her home. So let's read Rashi to the end. The women who saved their home, כמו אשתו של און בן פלט, שמפורש בפרק חלק, like it says in the Gemara, and we will learn the Gemara soon, that the Gemara, where it's soon we'll find it. Okay? ובידיה תהרסנה, and who is the woman who destroys her home? זה ביתה זו אשתו של קורח. So Rashi takes it as פשט. What I mean, פשט means a most simple understanding in Rashi is the wise woman who creates a home is the wife of On Ben Pelet. The woman who destroys her home is the wife of Korach. Okay? So now we move a little deeper into the Midrash and then we'll come to, I think, very interesting conclusion. So first we want to learn the sources, okay? So let's first learn the source about Korach and his wife, okay? I want to end with a good, so I start with a bad and forget the bad. Okay, like so my husband comes home and says, I have good news and bad news. I said, you know, tell me the bad. I just get it over with and then I want to be left with a good taste, you know. Okay, so we're starting with the one that we want to just forget, but okay. So that is standing this way. Okay, and I brought you the source from Agadat Esther, from the Midrash on Megillah Esther. Okay. Vayikach Korach. I'm reading with you on the same page, yeah, here, on the right side. Okay, where it says the number 3 in the Roman lines, okay? Vayikach Korach. You put the page this way. Put the page this way. That's it. No, turn it again, 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 again. That's it. No, you have to hold it up.
Here.
I just wanted to put everything on one page. Okay, I always save pages for the show. My husband, the rabbi, all the 12 visits was a rabbi. Rosh Hashanah, he's not a rabbi anymore. I enjoy him more when he's not
so
a rabbi.
He says home.
But all the years that he was a rabbi, he makes a rabbi and gives a share in the shul. And I always like put it so that I'll save pages. Because I don't like people going with 5 pages. So here, you have this. Okay? Vayikach Korach Amar Rabbi Levi. So this is, okay, we'll learn it together. Vayikach Korach. You're here. Oh, she erased it in the... Sorry, I have the original. Okay, so the word Vayikach Korach is erased. What else did she erase? Oh my goodness. All right, she just erased the first line.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, Sherry. No. three lines she erased. My eyes.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot she needs to
do. Okay, sorry. Sorry, three lines. I apologize. I gave her this. And she was supposed to reduce it because this is an Israeli page, which is A4. It's a folio. And you have the A3. So my husband told her to reduce it, but I guess she didn't understand what he said. All right, so it's okay. I don't know who he talks to. Never mind. Write on the side, in the back, wherever you want. I'm reading the three lines that you don't have.
Okay.
Amar Rab Levi, Shnei Ashirim Hayu Ba'olam, which I just told you. There were two most rich people in the world. Echad beYisrael, one by the Jewish people, veEchad beUmot HaOlam, and one a Gentile. Korach beYisrael, veHaman beUmas HaOlam. So that's what's missing by you. Korach was the richest by the Jews, and Haman by the Goyim. Veshnehem Shamu leNeshotehem. Now you have it already. Yeah. And both of them listened to their wives, and that was their failure. Why? Because Haman listened to his wife. Oh, you have a problem with this Mordechai? I made for him a tree, and in the end, who was hung on that tree? Haman. Korach listened to his wife, and he lost it all. What did his wife do? What did Korach's wife do? Now look, when someone is very, very rich, so he doesn't need money. But what does he want when he's rich? Kavod. Now ladies, kavod is, I want to say something which is frightening, but I think it's important to know. All the mitzvahs that we do in Olam Hazeh, there is no reward for them fully, because Olam Hazeh is physical, the mitzvah is spiritual. So in a physical world, you can pay me with money. Okay, but in the spiritual world, how can you give back spirituality? So that waits for me in Olam Haba. More, 1 minute in Olam Haba is eternal. 1 minute in Olam Hazeh is limited. So Olam Haba is much more. But there is one thing that if you get it in Olam Hazeh, you lose it in Olam Haba, and that is kavod. Because kavod is a little spiritual too. Kavod is not real. What does it mean, kavod? That someone says something nice about me and I feel, you know, and I think, and I sit in the first row. I mean, I know a rabbi who told my husband once, I only go to weddings if I make the chuppah kiddushin. Otherwise, I don't go. You know? Okay. Fine. But what is he really saying? I view it that in this world, which how should people treat me? Here. You know what? But it's frightening because if a person really takes a kavod and enjoys a kavod and it's not really... If it's covered at Torah, you know, that someone respects not you, your learning, your knowledge, your being, you know, like a funnel that brings over, that's not me, that's a Torah. That's why I told him not to say, but it didn't help, okay. So, you know, I mean, I enjoy learning, and Baruch Hashem, I can share it with other people, that's all. But if it is for me, then oy vavoy, because it takes away from my Olam Haba. It's frightening. Okay, so come back to Korach. So what did his wife tell him? Okay, so let's read. Korach shama le'ishto ve'nafal. Korach listened to his wife and fell. Kshebam mi'beit ha'midrash. When he came home from bet midrash, from learning, amra lo ishto, ma halacha chidesh lachem Moshe? His wife tells him, what was a new halacha Moshe Rabbeinu taught you? Okay, amar la, so and so he told us. What did he tell us? He told us about tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis. That you'll put on the tzitzis one line of tcheles, one line which is blue. Nowadays we don't know exactly what how to make the blue, so not many people worry. There are people who do. And that will be really a reminder of all the Torah. That the tzitzis reminds you of all the mitzvahs. Kevan sheshama ishto kach, I underline for you. Hitchila mesacheket. She started jeering at him. Amra lo, look, he is making fun of you. One lace will really be a reminder for the whole Torah? He saw, told her, halacha. What did she do with it? She twisted it. She turned it around. And she made fun of him. Okay? She saw, told him, you know what? I'll show you. I'll make a talis. Everything blue, not one string, all blue. And go ask him if it's kosher. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? No. Because what do we need? The halacha of tzitzis is white and blue. And by the way, it's very beautiful in the Zohar. It explains why do you need both. The Zohar says, when do we start the day? How do we know the day started? When we can differentiate between the white and the blue in the tzitzis, meaning that it's enough light. So that shows that now we have a new day, a new beginning, a new option. That's what it shows. That's a Zohar. Okay, that's like in the hidden. So it's not just, you know, just elegant. Oh, you have white and blue, and you know, that's our degel. You know? Our degel, they wanted to really do it for that concept. You know, that the concept of the degel was the two lines were like the lines of the talis. Yeah. And in the middle, that was the idea of Degel Israel, because the talis represents to us not only a garment, but that, it's morning. We start the day. We start learning. We start davening. You know, that's what blue and white. But she made fun of him. Okay? I'm going down. We are underlined. Okay? I'm skipping to where I underlined. Amar lo Moshe Korach. Avarta al mitzvotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so Korach came with his wife's talis, and then he got all upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, please, Korach, you are really transgressing the mitzvah of God. Nitga'eta be'oshrecha. You are so proud of your richness. And by the way, I'm not teaching on Parshat Korach, but you should know, 8 times Moshe Rabbeinu tries to make peace with him. We're talking about Moshe coming to him. Not that Korach coming to him. Moshe comes, please, let me talk to you, please. And they refuse to talk to Moshe Rabbeinu 8 times. I mean, like you know, Moshe Rabbeinu did not want anyone to die. But, you know, sometimes people do it to themselves. So anyhow, Korach wouldn't budge. Ota sha'a amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon HaOlami, Kadosh Baruch Hu, im einam mekamim ta Torah. If they don't keep the Torah, then you're allowed to punish them. What can I do? They don't keep Torah. So this is about Korach and his wife. Now let's see what happened with On Ben Pelet's wife. Okay, so this is a woman who, what did she do? She made him feel stupid. She made him feel like, you know, someone is taking you for a ride. If you ask yourself, what could a woman do? So a woman could build and could destroy. And now, so she destroyed. And in the end, all his richness and everything was lost. You know, like he lost everything. Let's go to the woman who saved her home. Okay? That is this way, in the middle where it says 2 lines. Okay, number 2 in our Romaine letters. Yes? 2. Here. Okay. Yeah, the line in the middle. Okay? Ve'on ben pelet bnei Reuven. Okay, that's where I'm starting. Here you have the whole text. Amar Reish Lakish. Okay, Reish Lakish is one of the very big Tanoim. He was a very big Baal Tshuva. On Yashav Ve'aninut. What does it mean? On was doing Tshuva. Why? Because in the beginning he was with Korach in the idea to rebel. Ben Pelet. Why is he called Ben Pelet? Shenasu lo Plaot. That he had miracles, that he was saved. Ben Reuven, Shera'a Vehevin. So every word in his name, On Ben Pelet, this is a Gemara Sanhedrin, it's called Perek Chelek, but it's Gemara Sanhedrin. The Gemara learned that every word teaches us on what happened to him. He was a man who was sorry on what he did, he did tshuva. He had miracles done to him. And Ben Reuven, Shehevin, Reuben, he understood what the difference between listening to Moshe and not listening to Moshe. Okay, Amarav. I am where you have a little, I made higher, a little thicker line. On Ben Pelet Ishto Hitzilatu. On Ben Pelet was saved by his wife. Amralo. You know what she told him? Since it's Aramaic, I'll say it in the Hebrew in my words. She told him, listen, she started talking to him. And she told him, On, what's going on? He said, well, you know, Korach is arranging a whole rebellion. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us things from his mind. Who knows if he's really real? Who is he? Da, da, da. Moshe made himself a president. He made Aaron a Kohen. You know, something is fishy there. That's what On is telling his wife. So his wife tells him, listen, whether you are with Moshe Rabbeinu, you'll still be number 2. Whether you are with Korach, you'll also be number 2. So what? How does it pay for you to go into that story? You're not going to gain anything. What did she really do? This woman took him for a talk. What is chokhmah? What is to be wise? Wisdom is... The wisdom is not to make you, you know, like the wife of Korach did. Oh, da, 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 and she makes up stories. The wisdom is to look at the story and find a way. She loved her husband. She didn't want him to be hurt. Well, you start with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is who saved all the Jews in the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu is, you know, is after Meragli. Moshe Rabbeinu, like, what's going on with you? So she thought, how, if I'm going to tell him nonsense, he won't listen to me. So what did she do? She came with a logical argument. But the interesting thing is, how did she start? She didn't start with the opposition. She started by understanding him. So first of all the wife of Korach wanted to understand him. What did she do with her understanding? Twisted it. What did the wife of On do with her understanding? She explained to him why, really, you know, even if you won't covet, you're not going to get any covet from this. Even when you win, you're not going to get up, you're not come out a winner. And why should you, you know, just take a step back? It's not for us. Anyhow, we'll stay in the same place. Okay? It's a very, very wise. That's chokhmah. Continues the Gemara. So I'm just reading here what I underlined. Im yenatzeach Moshe mikol makom ata talmid. Even if Moshe wins, you'll stay a student. Im korach menatzeach, you are a talmid. So why do you need this? Okay? Amar la. So now, Amar. So he said to her, it's all in Aramaic, but you know, in the brackets is the Hebrew. Ani hayiti beitza. How can I now take a step back? I was there in the whole doing, you know, like I was one of the heads. How could I take a step back? She told him, and he said, if they call me, I have to go with them. I gave my word to be there. So now he's like what you call catch 22, right? On one hand, he understands that he's not going to win. So he understands his wife's wise idea. But on the other hand, how could he retreat? So what do we need now? A deeper wiseness. Okay? Means a chokhmah on a chokhmah. So what does she do? Amra lo, she told him, listen, kulam tznuim vekdushim. This, our congregation is very holy and very tzanua. Tzanua, modest. I'm going to sit at the door, and whoever opens the door will see me without my hair covering. I'll take off my hair covering. They'll see a woman not properly dressed. They'll just run away. They won't come in. So she sat at the door of the tent, and when they came to call him, oops, they just shut the door. Oops, they shut the door. And this way, that's one thing she did. What else did she do? She gave him a good meal. She gave him wine. She put him to sleep. She said, don't worry. No, there are two opinions, whether she did this before she put him to sleep or after. Because maybe he still wanted, so she was afraid he'll still go. So she made him drunk. And then she put him in the other room and covered him and said, at least drunk, he won't go. Meaning she didn't only speak, she acted. She acted on his behalf and she acted on their behalf. A wise woman protects her home. She builds her home. She cares about her home. She loves her husband. She doesn't want him to be killed. Not, let alone didn't she know that it might even hurt her. I don't think she knew. But it's the first time it happened with Korach that everyone died. But even if her husband, who wants her husband to die? I mean, I love him. I want him. So what does she do? She A, spoke to him. B, she fed him and gave him wine and put him to sleep. And three, she made sure that no one is going to come and wake him up. Okay? Where it says, let's read in the last four lines, Mi shehaya ba likro, ro'e rosha parua vechozer. Whoever came to call him saw that she's sitting there not modest. And that's what it says, the last two lines, Chochmot nashim banta beita, zo ishto shel on ben pelet. So the Gemara says, you want to learn from a wise woman? The wise woman is the wife of On. Ve'ivelet beyadata hasena, and a woman who destroys her home, that's the wife of Korach. Yes, my dear. Well, first of all, I started, you weren't here, when I started with the fact, what do you mean we don't know her name? It's not in the pshat. I started that Chazal tell us that the whole story of Korach was had to do with his wife. How come the Torah doesn't say it? Because we have four levels in learning. Pshat, Pardes. Pshat, Remez, Drash, and Sod. So the Remez word in Vayikach, that the word Vayikach we find in Vayikach Ishisha. So we're talking about something that has to do with a marriage. And here, the marriage of Korach and his wife, what did it bring? And that's what we learned. You were here already when we did the Kohelet. Okay, so that is one. Now, ladies, let's move to the other side of our page for a moment. Because I want to add to you here something very beautiful that I learned a few years ago with Yamima Mizrahi, which fits perfectly to us. She said it in Parashat Korach, but... Okay, so first of all, when we speak about wise women, so she... first of all, we'll start with number... if you see, I have here 1, 2, 3 again. Okay?
She, we don't have one. We have two and three.
Okay, so if you're writing, write a pasuk. Lamnatzeach livnei Korach. Okay, we have lamnatzeach. I'm skipping a few words, but lamnatzeach livnei Korach. Maskil, that one word. Shir yedidot. Now, you know, Korach died, but his children stayed alive because his descendant was Shmuel Anavi. So really, we have Shmuel was from the grandchildren of Korach. One of the opinions why Korach rebelled, because he saw this greatness, that Shmuel will be parallel to Moshe and Aaron. He thought, it's my son. I'm like Moshe and Aaron. He made a mistake, but we won't go to that. But anyhow, we won't go to that. I'm not teaching Korach. You know, I want to stay with the wives. So says Yamima Mizrahi, there are three words here which we have to understand. Maskil, Shir, Yedidot. Maskil is like Sechel, the word of Chochmah. Okay? So... what did the sons of Korach do that they stayed alive? They did something wise. What did they do? Moshe Rabbeinu is coming, I told you, 8 times he came to the tent of Korach asking him, please, please stop. When he came for the first time, the sons were sitting with their father and they see Moshe Rabbeinu approaching and they say to themselves like this, if we get up in honor of Moshe, Abba will be angry. If we don't get up in honor of Moshe, we are doing an Avera. What should we do? They got up. Let Abba get angry, but we want to appreciate Torah. They stood up for the Torah. Moshe represented Torah. And because of that, they were saved. Because they viewed that in their hierarchy, who told me to respect my father? The Torah. So I respect the Torah. So they stood up for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Chochmah is to do priorities. If a woman wants to keep her home, to create a home, to have a home that's going on, she needs to prioritize. On Ben Pelet's wife prioritized. What was her priority? I know a woman should be tzanua. I know a woman should be modest. But it's more important to me now to save my husband's life. And if it's a question of saving life and my modesty, then lehavdil, I remember when I saw the movie Schindler's List. I really can't watch Holocaust movies. My parents were Holocaust survivors. But anyhow, I saw that movie. So I remember that woman who came that she wanted to save her parents. So first she came dressed like she was from the shtetl, you know, and they didn't even look at her. So then she changed and she dressed like, very, very modern, nothing modest. And since he liked women, so he called her in. Is it mutar? Yes. Because what did she do it? To save life. Okay, so we have to prioritize sometimes, you know, not sometimes, always. But when we prioritize, that's how you save the situation, like, you know. So On Ben Pelet's wife prioritized. That's the sons of Korach prioritized. And with the priority, they saved themselves, they saved their destiny, they saved their continuity. But it says 2 more words. What do they have to do with us? Before I continue, I mean, I know that you're a little difficulty with Hebrew, but I brought you here a story to those who read Hebrew. It's just such a nice story. On Chochmah of women. On the left side, where it says Kama Melach, I wrote above Yamima Mizrahi Parshat Korach, she wrote here, Rabbi, there's a story in the Gemara, I just tell the story, but if you know Hebrew, you can read it later. There's a story in the Gemara that Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya says, a woman defeated me. When did she defeat me? He says, I was traveling and I came to an inn. And a woman gave me to eat. It was delicious. I finished the whole plate. Next day she gave me, I finished the whole plate. The third day was terribly salty. So the woman said, why didn't you finish your plate? So he said, it's too salty. So she says to him, I thought you were a wise man. It says, ve'achalta, ve'savata, ve'hotata. It's not proper for a man to finish the whole plate, not to leave anything. You know, be a nice, you know, mensch, you know, behave derech eretz. She says, she really taught me what I didn't know, you know. With what? With a little bit of too much salt. That's all she did. Instead of telling me, hello, what are you doing? Is that how a rabbi behaves? That you like clean the plate and like look so, how do you call it, greedy? Or I don't know which word, yeah? Greedy? No. So he says, instead of, like I read the last four lines. He says, "Bimkom lomar lo Rabbi Yoshua ben Hananya, you're a Talmid Chochem. What kind of misbehavior in this, in the Recheret? What did she do? She brought with a little salt, and you say salt in Hebrew, you say isha memulachat. Memulachat means that she's like, has it, you know. In Hebrew it works, in English it doesn't work, but you know. But you say put in it a grain of salt and it will be tasty, you know.
A pinch of salt.
Yeah, so she did too much salt to teach him the lesson. So that's chokhmah. Instead of straightforward, do it in a way that he understands on his own. The wife of On Ben Pele did not tell him straightforward, don't you dare going with them. Because then he would go, for sure. You tell your husband, don't do it, forget it. You want him to do something, do it wise. Not because, chas v'chalila, you want to trip him. Because you want to help him see what's correct, that you see, women see things that men don't see. Talking to what I started the shiur that ki yikach is ish isha, ki yikach ish isha. Chazal say, this is Rabbi Akiva says, it's in the Midrash in Yalkut Shimoni, it's also in the Midrash Rabba. It says, what is ish ve isha, what is a man and a woman? There are three letters in each one, two the same and one different. In ish, it's a yud, which is not in isha, it's a hey, right? And both of them is aleph, yud, shin. Aleph Shin Hey. So the Aleph Shin is in both words, Ish Isha. Just the Yud and the Hey are not. So says Rabbi Akiva, a woman who marries, then the name of God is in that relationship. Ish, the Yud from Ish, and the Hey from Isha is the name of God. Yud K, yes? That's the name of God. If Chas V'Chalila, this woman does not marry, so take away the Yud and the Hey, what is left? Ish, fire. Then fire consumes that relationship. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. So in the relationship, if you really want to build, what's the yud and the hey? The yud represents heaven, and hey represents earth. And in marriage, we want to connect heaven and earth. But who has the art of the earth, of the maise, le maise, that women have? A woman knows, the Gemara says, when a man brings wheat from the field, does he eat wheat? He eats a grain of wheat? No, the woman cleans it and grinds it and cooks it, and then he has bread. Meaning, what comes natural, that's not the way we live. We have a garment. Where is it? You know, because someone took the cotton and broke the cotton and made from it a garment, you know. And women have the art of taking what there is and making something new. That's what women have. That's men. Men are a little bit in the... Okay. Sometimes men who really run homes. Okay, and now I'm not saying that a man cannot run home, but women have it naturally, and men, some of them have it natural, but in general, I'll talk about statistics. Okay, when I was in Boston to do my master's, I did it in Harvard, so I was only a year in Boston. So I looked for a place to put my... I came with three kids, and I needed a place to put the... 1.5-year-old I came with, a girl, 1.5-year-old. And, so I needed, how do you call it, a playgroup, or not a playgroup,
a daycare.
So my sister-in-law, who lives in Boston, she told me, look, there's a daycare where there's a man who is in charge. How many men, you know, are in charge of daycares? 1 out of 50. So it's not that men don't have it, but the... statistically, it's more of a thing that women feel comfortable. So I'm not here to say genders. I'm just saying, you know, there are things where women feel like they swim in it, and other things that men feel that they swim in it. Okay, so this is, all right. So let's move now to the second word, shir. So that was chokhmah. Yes, the woman with the salt, or On Ben Pelet's wife, Chochmah. What is Shir? Shir is a song. Now, it's very interesting. The Mishnah says, in Mishnah Shabbos says, that the bracelet is called Shir. Why? Because it's a circle. A song really wants to do harmony, you know? Beginning. What is a circle? A circle is that the two ends are closed. Yes, that's a circle. By Hasidim, after a tish, they get up and dance. Why? To say this is like the end. A circle. They also dance for another reason, that when you dance, you jump above the air, so for a second you're in the air, you're more spiritual. But in general, this is a circle, has to do, in a circle there is no first and last. You know, in a circle we are all like, where does the circle begin? I don't know, wherever you want. It's the beginning or the end, you know, it's the same. So what is Shir? It's a song, and it's also like a circle. So listen to what On Ben Pelet's wife did. What did she really do? She made him drunk. She like locked him in the house, right? She closed him in the house. Like a close, like think of the bracelet. She closed him in the house. Did she close him in the house because she wanted him, something bad for him? He shouldn't grow, he shouldn't be his potential? No. She wanted to protect him. And if we think of a home, I personally think we can make many synonyms. If I would have a board here, and I'll ask each one of you what a home means, I'm sure everyone will have a different meaning. A home is all of it. The protection, the security, the giving, the place where I most feel comfortable, the place where I really feel that I can be myself, I don't have to put on a show, etc. What a home. So what is Shir? I want to add another concept. Lashir al ma sheyesh. Okay, a home has walls. A home is defined. Okay? So we have to learn to sing on what we have, to appreciate what we have. And that is, by the way, you know, I just in Hebrew it works. So I'll say to those who know Hebrew here, hina'ala oto. Mazen na'al, what is a shoe? Is a shoe, lin'ol, the word lin'ol looks like locked, means limit. No. What's a shoe? A shoe is perfectly fitting to me. My home is perfectly fitting to me. A woman who constantly wants what's outside, that's a wife of Korach. Maybe this, maybe this, maybe this, she's never satisfied. Korach's wife had everything, but she wasn't satisfied enough. Always wants more and more and more. That woman will destroy her home. But a woman who finds from what she has within, what she has in her home, this is my energy, this is my Korach, this is what I can really create with, she is going to be happy. Ivelet, the word Ivelet comes from the word ulai. Ulai, ulai, maybe, maybe more, maybe more. You know, if I'll ask you, advertisements, you think advertisements just pop up in TV? They pay much, much money for those advertisements because they know how to get you to be caught. Because they want you to go out and buy. That's what they want? While if I ask myself, why am I not happy with what I have? Why do I need more and more? It's a very big problem. Because many people want more, and then if they can't afford it, they go into debts. And then, you know, I don't have to tell you, but a woman, wise woman, says whatever we have is wonderful. I want to tell you, I always viewed it that, it's not just me. Rav Dessler says that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us challenges in the world, and every challenge he gives us with it the tools to deal with. Means I have all the tools that I need to deal with. And I can tell you, I didn't have such easy life. We were very rich, and then my father became paralyzed, and my father never saved because twice he was rich. He was a millionaire before World War II. They took all the money. He was a millionaire after World War II, and they took all his money. He ran away. He came to Eretz Israel with what he was worrying, and he became a waiter in a coffee shop. That's how, was like. So he said, twice I saved, I'm not saving anymore. And here he didn't save. We lived very comfortable because he made it well. He became in real estate, etc. And one morning, he became paralyzed, and there was not a penny in the bank. No, a true story. And I remember that I was saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, why and why? And I had a friend who told me, stop asking why. Ask yourself what for in Hebrew. Al tishali lama ela lema. Yeah, instead of asking why, ask what for. Okay, so what for? I tell you the truth, I learned so many lessons. And Baruch Hashem, Le'ayin Hara, I can go through my life and say, this I learned from here, and this I learned from here, and this I learned from here. Meaning, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu want me to do? Instead of looking out, why? He said, look into yourself and see what you can do with it. And do the best you can. That's it. And it's true in every situation. Whether you have challenges with your kids, whether you have challenges with money, challenges with parnasa, look at it and say, what's the best I can do with what I have? Ze shir, ze lashir. Lashir al ma sheyesh. To accept it and be able to say thank you. Thank you. By the way, we say it every morning. What do you say every morning?
Modani.
Elokai neshama shenatata bi tehora. My neshama is pure. And you chose to give it to me means you trust me. You believe in me. You're giving me another day. Okay. Number three. Yedidut. What is yedidut?
Friendship.
Yedidut is friendship, but also in Hebrew is like yad and yad. You know? What? Ben Adam lamakom, ben Adam, but ben Adam lachaveru. Yedidut means, okay, when I give you a hand, okay, so you are not me, and I'm not you. Yedidut means to accept differences. Okay? The wife of Korach did not accept differences. She said, what do you mean? Everyone is holy. How come Moshe Rabbeinu says these are Kohanim, these are Levim? Don't accept it. He's making it up. What did the wife of On Ben Pelet said? Come on. This is good, and this is good, and this is good. You know, people are different than me. Everyone has a tough kid. You have a tough kid to be number two. On Ben Pelet, you are always number two. Accept it or not. After Moshe or after Korach, you're number two. If you accept who you are, then you'll make peace with it. You did it. Yeah, have friendship with it. I have to accept my children are not my copy. So I cannot say to my daughter, how come you're doing that? I never did it in your age. Wrong. I didn't do it because I'm me. And she does it because she's she. And if I really want to have yedidut, I really want to have acceptance in the relationship, accept it. My children have a line about my husband and I. They always say, how did you get married? You are so different. And I always tell them, hooray for the differences. Dance on it. If we would have been the same, it would have been such a boring home, you know. We are so different. You know, so like yesterday, my husband said something. I said, okay, that's how men view it. May I do it the way women do it? He says, okay, it's your vacation. Do it the way you want. Fine. I respect what he wants. He respects. Here, I'll give you an example. And maybe I should soon wrap the whole thing. I'll give you an example. How come I went to Harvard? Because I was working, teaching in seminaries, and I had a degree from Michlala, which was a bachelor's from Michlala. But at that time yet, the government did not, accredit Michlala. So where I was teaching, it's a school that belonged to the Jewish agency, and they told me, listen, the girls who come to study by you get accreditation from university, and you're not accredited, it doesn't work. You need a degree. Said, okay. I went to Hebrew U, they told me you have to start from zero. I went to Tel Aviv University, start from zero. No one accepted that I already have a BA. So I had a friend who took the master's in Harvard. She told me it's a one-year program, and I deserved a sabbatical by then. So I told my husband, look, I'll try. I wrote to them that I want to be accepted. And for that school where I chose to go, which is a school of education, you have to write your philosophy of education. I sat down one morning, wrote like 4 pages in English on my philosophy of education, and they accepted me. They accepted me with a full stipend. Wow. So, you know, are you accepted with a full stipend? How can you not go? So I tell my husband, we're going. He says to me, what do you mean we're going? I'm so happy here. I'm learning. I'm teaching. What are you doing? Well, what do you do when you have you go to a rav, right? Even though my husband is a rabbi, but you have a higher rabbi. So we went to his rabbi. I said, and you choose a rabbi. I don't care, you know. So we went to his rabbi. And his rabbi told him like this, very beautifully. He said, when you give a woman a ketubah, it's what's based on the Torah, she'era, ksuta, ve'onata. You promise her to provide her with food, to provide her with protection, ksut, you know, protection,
and to be with her. Onam, mitzvat onah, to be her husband, to have a relationship of a husband and wife. He says to him, some women want a mink stole, and your wife wants to study, so you owe it to her. And here we went. Okay? That was how he had a very difficult year. He was teaching elementary school and high school. And here he is, you know, he has a collar, but he did it so that I'll do my degree. 3 years ago, when he accepted the job, I don't know if you saw the Israel, but he was a mashgiach in YU. And I said, I have nothing to do in New York. I mean, I'm teaching. I have all my friends. I have the whole community, or the rabbitson of the community. I'm not going to New York. So we made a decision that he will go and we will both commute, you know, etc. I won't tell you about the rumors. It was the funniest thing in the world. Like, people said, oh, everything is okay? Or you decided to separate? Or like, what's wrong with you? No, it was the same as what he did for me. Meaning, we each try to accept the differences. If this is important for you, I'll support you. When it was important for me, he supported me. When it was important for him, I'll support him. And I couldn't care less about people's rumors. But anyhow, it's just so interesting to look at it in your life and say, don't just say it. Yedidut means that you accept the differences. And you go with it. And you try to build with it the best you can in all the circumstances that you have. Okay? And that was Chazal say. What is a machloket leshem shamayim? What is a machloket which really is to create greater Hashem, greater God in the world? What is a machloket leshem shamayim? And I wrote to here three names, ladies. Eshet On Ben Pelet, another woman who also didn't behave modestly, but did it leshem shamayim, Tamar, the wife, the mother of royalty in the end, you know, from her is Yehuda. And Ruth. Okay, Ruth wasn't long ago. But if you think for a second, what happened with Ruth? I'll just do a second with it. Naomi was, Boaz was ready to marry Naomi. That's what they tell us in the Midrash. But Naomi said, if I marry him, I can't give birth to children. I'm too old. So I want him to marry Ruth. So what did she say? You go down to the place where he's sleeping, etc. And if you look, it's kriuchtiv. It says veyaradet, and it's written veyaradeti. Elav, and it's elai. Like everything, it's really, she says, you are representing me when you're going. Now let's Naomi. Okay, she's a rabbi of Ruth. But think about Ruth. 3 months ago, she tells her, Jewish girls are modest, they don't go to theaters, they don't go with men. And here, what does she tell me? Go to him, yeah. Sleep with him. You know. But what did Ruth do? Word to word, every word that her mother-in-law told her. Why? Because it was Lashem Shamayim. Ruth did not view it, I'm doing it for me. I'm doing it all for Naomi. I love Naomi, I trust her, and I do for her. And there are two women who thought that they do Lashem Shamayim, but they didn't. Okay? The wife of Korach, who said, oh, this is really wrong, I'll correct society. And the other one, the wife of Potiphar. Look at the wife of Potiphar. Chazal tell us, she told Yosef, look, I see in the horoscope that your descendants are from me, so come sleep with me. What was wrong? Because it's really from Osnat, their daughter who they adopted, who really was Yosef's wife. Yeah, Dinah's, okay. But what I'm saying is, you can see something, but the question, how do we know that the wife of Potiphar didn't do it Lashem Shamayim? Because in the moment he disagreed, she put him in jail. If you do Lashem Shamayim, that means I'm not doing it against you or for you. I'm doing it for God. So if it works, it works. And if it doesn't work, that means God didn't want it to work. But in the moment I hate you afterwards, I hurt you afterwards, that means I really do it for you, not for me, and not for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a criteria we have to ask ourselves. Whenever there are differences in the home, am I really here representing a Leshem Shamayim? You know, I'm really here to do the right in my home. Or I was insulted, I was hurt, and here I am to, like, you know, is it beyedidut, like yad leyad, or is it really, I don't accept the differences? So, I want just to summarize our shiur. We have here two women who Chazal use it in a very broad, and I didn't bring you, but there is a midrash that brings Chochmot Nashim Banta Beita, they bring that Yochevet was the woman of wiseness. Miriam was a woman of wiseness. You know, like, we have more women who really used their wisdom and their ability and created a good place in the world. We should choose to have in our life Chochmah, Shir, and Yedidut. To do it with wisely, because a woman could really create or Chas v'Chalila destroy. If women don't understand what they have, I'll add to you something from the Zohar. Frightening Zohar. The Zohar says, Korach bidmut Adam HaRishon haya. That Korach was like Adam HaRishon. So what was his wife?
Chava.
Remember? The first seducer? Isn't it frightening? Chava. Like Chava. What did Chava do? I'm not taking the responsibility away from Korach. I'm not taking the responsibility away from Adam HaRishon. But there was a woman there who used her ability in the wrong direction. Women could do anything. And if you don't know it, welcome. You can. The Midrash Rabbah in Bereishis says, it brings an example. It says there was a righteous man and a wicked man. There was a righteous woman and a wicked woman. The righteous man married a wicked woman. In 5 years, he was wicked. The wicked man married a righteous woman, and in 5 years, he was righteous. Why? And that's the language of the Midrash. Shehakol holech achar haisha. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world that men, they bring home the ideas, the parnasa, the direction, fine. But to apply it, it's a woman. And when you apply, that's what gives it root. That's what really makes it concrete. And we can, chas v'chalila, make it wrong or make it good. Let's choose right. Behatzlacha. Any questions? Thank you. Any questions?